好，弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all, brothers and sisters.
虽然我们不能够面对面来一同聚会。
Though we couldn't come face to face together.
但是不要紧，我们其实在聚会中，我们最重要的是面对我们的主，我们的神。
However, that's secondary. The most important thing as we come and worship together is that we can face our Lord together.
这样的一种情况，这是真的让我们有更好的机会，可以好好的来听上帝自己的声音，他的言语。
It is actually a good time we can come with a quiet heart to truly understand and meditate and listen to God's word.
今天我要跟大家思想的主题，是展开永恒的，展开永恒之旅。
The theme I would like to share with you all is how can we begin an eternal journey.
这里有一段的圣经啊。
Here's a passage.
我们来我是读那个中文，你们自己来看那个英文。
I'm going to read in Chinese, and I'm going to ask you all to read in English.
我们先读头了两节圣经。
So I would like to first read the first two verses here.
这里说，这是约翰一书第二章十七节。
The passage is from 1 John chapter 2, verse 17.
这里说，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去。
It says the world and its desires pass away.
唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
But whoever does the will of God lives forever.
第二节圣经是在约翰福音十七章。
The second verse is from John chapter 17.
这是主耶稣向父神的祷告。
This is a prayer that our Lord Jesus prayed to our Heavenly Father.
这是一个祷告的其中一句。
And this is a sentence out of his prayer.
他们不属世界，正如我不属世界一样。
For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world.
这个是一个很重要的提醒。
And this is a very important reminder.
今天在刚才 George 的祷告里面呢，他希望我们今天所认识的比我们昨天的认识的更多。
Brother George just prayed before that we hope that we can know our Lord more than yesterday.
我今天就给大家来思想一个关于永恒的天上的一些事情。
So today I would like to share a few things regarding to the heavenly realm.
就是完全，我觉得这是一个很重要的一个视野，看到永恒的一个视野。
I think it is utterly important that we can hold a perspective from the heavenly perspective.
我们也提醒自己，我们不属于世界，不属于这个世界。
We need to be reminded that we don't belong to this world.
我们是等候一个永恒的世界。
Rather, we wait for a world that belongs to eternity.
这个是上帝所应许的。
Then this is the promise from God.
这个是需要用信心去领受的。
And we can only receive it by faith.
所以当我预备这个讲章的时候，我就有一个祷告。
And therefore, as I'm preparing this sermon, there's a prayer in my heart.
我希望当我讲的时候，弟兄姐妹能够用信心，能够用信心与所听得到调和，能够真的领受其中的上帝的话语。
It is that my prayer as I speak the sermon that all the congregation can understand and harmonize the message with by faith.
因为今天我们所讲的不是这个世界上的事。
Because what I'm going to talk is not something of the world today.
我们今天要思想的不是属于今天的事情。
The things I'm going to share does not belong to this world.
这个是我们可能在每天的生活中呢，很不是常常想到的。
And this may be the matter that we don't often think about.
那确实是我们应该常常想到的。
But rather, we should think about this constantly.
因为我们有这个属灵的一个永恒的、永远的天上的视野，我们才会知道我们今天应该怎么来生活。
Because we ought to have a spiritual and heavenly view of this world, then we know how to live our current world.
我今天的主题是展开永恒之旅。
And today I would like to share the messages about how can we start an eternal journey.
这个永恒之旅不是当我们离开这个世界的时候才开始的。
The journey does not start after we die.
这个永恒之旅是我们今天就可以开始的。
Rather, this journey can begin today.
约翰提醒我们说，这个世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神的旨意的永远长存。
Apostle John has reminded us that the world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever.
这个遵行神的旨意是在今天的。
So that whoever or whatever does the will of God lives forever starts today.
就说今天我们可以开始来遵行神的旨意，然后我们跟我们所做的事情都是永远长存的。
That is, we can start God's will today, and then it will last forever.
我不晓得大家有没有这个的一个想法。
I wonder whether you have such thought or not.
其实保罗也是这样来提醒过我们。
Actually, Paul has reminded us as well.
要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事。
Paul has reminded us we should be mindful of heavenly things rather than the earthly things.
所以就是在今天我们就可以思念那上面的事，这是永恒的事情。
And therefore we can think about the matters in heaven when we are on earth.
所以我希望呢，我们今天来思想这个经文的时候，我们是用这个态度来思想。
And therefore, as we meditate upon this passage, may we hold the correct attitude about this.
我们今天就可以展开一个永恒之旅。
That we can start the eternal journey today.
我们今天所做的事情是不会空的，我们奔跑是不会空跑的。
And therefore, whatever we do today won't be in vain, won't be nothing in the future.
Yes, 保罗常常都是这样提醒我们。
Apostle Paul has reminded us over and over again.
我们在主里面的劳苦是不会徒然的。
So all the labors we have done for the Lord won't be in vain.
不会徒然的意思就是存到永远。
What does it mean it won't be in vain?In vain, it means it will last forever.
在启示录也是这样提醒我们。
Same thing recorded in the book of Revelation.
那些在主里面而死的人，他有福了。
Whoever sleeps in the Lord, they are blessed.
因为他们做工的果效也随着他们。
Because the fruit of ministries will accompany them.Forever.
做工的果效就是在他还生存的时候，还在生活中的时候所做的一切事。
That they are the fruit of their labor while they were alive on earth.
我们就要问了，那今天我们所做的事是能够存到永远吗？
And therefore, a question for ourselves is there anything we are doing today can last forever?
当然，一些不好的事情呢，我们从来没有想过，希望它存到永远。
Of course, there is something bad we never think about those can last forever.
假如我们的生活是一团糟的话，我们巴不得它早点过去，永远过去。
If we are managing and producing a mess in our life, we hope it would diminish and be over soon.
但大概就是因为我们缺少了一种属灵的永恒的视野，我们的生活才会一团糟。
It is very possible because we are lacking of the heavenly view, and therefore we produce a mess in our life right now.
我们假如愿意遵循神的旨意来生活，活在爱中，那一种的感觉是我们不想它过去的。
If we truly live according to God's will, we will enjoy it, and we don't want anything could pass.
假如我们遵循神的旨意，在我们的生活中都充满了爱，我们真是希望把这样的一种情况呢留住，留到永远。
If we truly live according to God's will, live with life with full of love.We truly want to seize the moment, and we hope it will never diminish.
我常常都记得有一位弟兄，他做见证的时候，他想到他跟他母亲的关系。
I remember a brother who often remind us his testimony about his relationship with his mom.
他少年的时候就来到美国念书了，跟妈妈不在一起。
He came to United States when, while he was a teenager, and he was not with his mom.
那有一年，他跟他妈妈来探访他，两个人一起相聚的时候。
So, a few years after, when his mom came, and they happened to be able to reunite it.
他是这样做见证，他说：“这个是真的是上帝的恩典。”跟妈妈在一起，他希望呢，这个时间呢是永远停留在那个地方。
And he said, "Well, it's such a sweet moment that he was able to meet with his mom. He truly hoped that he can hold on this moment forever."
那这种形容呢，很多人都是形容他跟他的女朋友在一起的时候了，才会有这种感觉，希望了这个时间不要过去。
And people often use such phrase and thinking when they are dating, in the stage of dating, hoping that they can hold on the sweet moment with his girlfriend forever.
或者是男朋友。
And or boyfriend.
还会有这种情况啊。
It's only in such moment that people may have such emotional expression.
那希望了这个时间不要过去，停在这里。
They hope they can hold on that moment forever.
当一个儿子能够跟母亲在一起的时候，有这种的想望呢，我觉得这真是个好孩子。
However, I find out if a child can have such heart for his mom, he's truly a good son.
我想这样的一个形容呢，就是因为他真的很享受那一种的时刻。
I believe the reason why he say that because he truly enjoy such moment.
美好的事
It's such a sweet thing. And we want to hold on something sweet forever.
在这个疫情当中呢，其实我也还好感恩，因为虽然困在家，大部分时间在家里，但是我的儿子啊，我的师父啊，我三个孙子啊，就住在我的隔壁，我就随时可以到他们那里。
And although during the time of pandemic,I am still very grateful, even though we are home. However, because my son lives next door to us, and my daughter-in-law and my three grandchildren, they are all next door to me. So I'm able to visit them quite often.
跟他们在一起是真的是一种享受。
And truly a sweet and joyful moment when I'm with them.
有时候我在看着他们。
And sometimes when I see them,
他们一个是十个月大，一个是三岁， 一个是五岁。
So one is 10 months old, the other one is 3 year old, the other one is 5 year old. They are my grandchildren.
这是一种天伦之乐。
I find out this is a beautiful time of family gathering.
不过我常常都有一种想法，我就这种情况呢，不晓得可以有多长呢。
And yet, sometimes I have a thought, thinking how long I can hold on such a sweet moment.
我感谢神，过去几年，从2014年，儿子结婚到今天，才五年的时间嘛，就有这样的一种情况，我非常感谢上帝。
I'm really thankful to the Lord that my son only got married 2014. And 5 years after, I'm able to enjoy such family members.
但是为什么我有这个感觉？不晓得可以，是我知道这个不会是一个永远的事情。
And why I have such a thought, thinking this won't last forever?
其实我是因为我很珍贵这样的一种相聚，我才会觉得，哎呀，太可惜了。我知道。这就总会过去的。
The sorrowful thinking is because I truly treasure such a sweet moment. I know such moment won't last forever.
所以美好的事情，我们都想它不会过去，永远留住。
We all want to seize and hold on the beautiful and sweet moment of our life.
今天早上我很想来跟大家分享。
So this morning, I truly want to share
很多美好的事
that there are so many beautiful things
都在我们遵循神旨意的时候发生的
They all happen when we are following God's will.
这里说唯独遵循神旨意的是永远长存。
Because the Apostle John say, whoever does the will of God lives forever.
这个英文的圣经呢，是让我们知道这里所讲的是某一个人。
According to the English translation, it sounds like they are people who are doing God's will.
他们遵循神的旨意，他们所做的，他们永远长存。
Whoever does the will of God lives forever.
但是其实中文的圣经翻得好特别。
And however, the Chinese translation is quite unique in terms of its translation.
中文的圣经它是唯独遵循神旨意的，它没有说的人，或者说没有说什么。
The Chinese translation is more like whatever does the will of God last forever.
就是包括了那些遵循神旨意的人，也包括他在遵循神旨意的时候所做的事情。
So it includes the ministry and the doer of the ministry.
这是有根据的。
And actually, there is a basis for such translation.
我们所做的事永远长存。
Because whatever we do,can actually last forever.
刚才我已经提到了，在主里面的劳苦不会徒然的。
As I mentioned before, all the labor we have done in the Lord won't be in vain.
我们在主里面的劳苦是不会过去的。
All the work we have done in the Lord, it won't pass away.
我希望我们弟兄姐妹能够看到这一点。
So we hope that we can all have such insight.
今天呢，我其实很想呢，分享一些我自己个人的见证。
And actually, I would like to share some of my personal testimonies with you.
因为呢，这是关于永恒、关于将来的事。
Because it is something regarding to the future and eternity.
我希望大家能够真的从一个实实在在的这个见证里面能够体会得到。
I hope you can truly understand through my testimony.
我很觉得世界这个撒旦魔鬼呢，一直都在欺骗我。
I find out the earthly king is continue to deceive and misguide us.
他让我们把好多的时间，把好多的精神心血放在一些会过去的事情，令我们觉得不是那么快乐的事情，但是却叫我们忽略了那些不会过去的事情，而是确实能够叫我们能够得到快乐的事情。
The evil ones of this world continue to mislead us, to make us to invest our time and energy on something that is perishable. And yet, we miss the opportunity to invest our time and energy on something that is imperishable.
很多时候我们也许也会知道，哦，在主里面，我们的劳苦不会过去。
And of some of us do understand some of our labor won't pass away when we have done things in the Lord.
但是不是每一个人都明白，其实遵循神的旨意的工作、服事、奉献等等，不但不会过去，而且是一件快乐的事情。
And yet, not many understand that not only whatever we do and all the ministry we have done according to the will of God lasts forever. Not only it's lasting, it's everlasting, but it's also something very sweet and enjoyable.
那个重要的地方是遵循神的旨意。
The important key is following the will of God.
或者说更清楚的是唯独单单唯独遵循神旨意。
And the key here is but whoever does the will of God.
这是解释了我为什么很多弟兄姐妹呢他们在侍奉主的时候是不一定是那么快乐。
And this explains why some of the brothers and sisters, when they serve the Lord, they don't serve with a joyful heart.
他们过一个属灵的生活的时候，也没有享受到那一种属天的喜乐。
When they live on this earth with a spiritual attitude, and yet they did not enjoy the process.
那个问题就出于是否是遵循神的旨意了。
So the key, the crux of the matter is whether they are following the will of God.
很多时候我们在侍奉、在服侍主的时候，常常都是愿意哈，但是呢，有更多的成分呢是我很喜欢，我觉得对我很好，我觉得感觉很好，所以我愿意去做。
Sometimes when we do the will of God, it's according to our own liking. We feel like it. We feel we have a sense of achievement, and it's according to our own pleasure.
我们不一定常常都记得，凡事我们都要对准这个焦点。
And oftentimes we miss focus.
遵循神的旨意。
That we need to, the real focus is to follow the will of God.
这里还有一节圣经第三节了，就讲到大卫遵循神，神的旨意就服侍那个世代的人了，就睡了。
Here's the third passage. Now, when David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep.
他是按着神的旨意。来服侍那一世的人。
So he serves his own generation according to God's purpose.
我觉得这是一个很重要的提醒。
I think this is utterly important reminder.
我刚才讲过了，我希望来跟弟兄姐妹来分享我的见证。
As I mentioned before, I would like to share my personal testimonies with you.
那这个在大概四十年前吧
，about 40 years ago，
四十几年前了。当我来奉献的时候
，about more than 40 years ago， when I just dedicate myself to the Lord，
全时间奉献
，full time ministry，
就是跟刚才所读的约翰一书很有关系。
It's very closely related to the passage we just read in 1 John chapter 2.
这是其中一节圣经来指引我、提醒我把自己的生命全然的摆上的。
This passage remind me and encourage me to dedicate my whole life to the Lord.
当时我已经很有心来侍奉神。
At the time, I have already an enthusiasm to serve the Lord.
但是就是差最后一步。
And yet, there is still one last step I need to go across.
这节圣经就把我带上，就踏出这最后一步。
And however, this very verse pushed me to cross the boundary and dedicate myself.
我不想，我不要把我的人生放在一个会过去的事情上。
I do not want to limit myself in the world and future that is perishable.
所以我就开始了奉献自己神学。
And therefore, I dedicate myself. I went to seminary school.
我发觉这几十年里面呢，我真的想，这是享受到在主里面，在遵行神旨意所做的事情上，我享受到那一种的喜乐。
And I truly enjoy the sweet moment as I serve the Lord in past decades.
这个不是说我这个整个人生里面呢，永远每一分每一秒都在欢乐之中。
It does not mean I am in the state of happiness all the time in every moment of my life.
但是当我每次把眼睛放在上帝的工作上，的时候，我心里面就涌出了喜乐。
And however, whenever I focus my eyesight to the will of God and His assignment for me, I was full of joy.
上个星期我要回到使命中心来在那边来教书。
I went back to the mission center last week to restore my teaching ministry.
虽然呢还是用 Zoom 来上课，但是我希望在我的房间里面呢，好像现在一样了，安安静静的来去讲课。
Even though we continue to conduct the class through Zoom, however, I was able to quiet myself inside of the classroom.
那天我从我的车子下来，我就远远就看见这个使命中心的大楼。
So when I got off the car, as I walked towards the building, when I see the building,
其实这个大楼我以前十几年来了，我常常都在这里办公的了。
And actually, more than decades, I used to work in this office building.
但那天早上有特别的感受。
And though I'm very familiar with the building, and yet I have a special feeling on that very morning.
当我看见的时候，我心里面有好大的喜乐。
When I saw the building, there was an overjoy in my heart.
因为我看到这是上帝的工作。
Because I see this is truly the work of God.
我对自己说，真的是。
And I say to myself, this indeed, God, this is your work.
不可能做得到。
It's impossible to be done by myself.
这样想起来的时候就充满了喜乐。
So whenever I think about this, I was overjoyed.
能够与神同工。
That I'm able to co-work with God.
能够有份于神的工作。
I can be part of God's ministry.
那我也想起有一天在那个福音广场。
And I also remember when one day I was in the Gospel Plaza.
有几位弟兄姐妹去参观那个地方。
A few brothers and sisters went to the plaza and paid a visit.
我就带他们一个地方一个地方去参观。
So I was the tour guide for this group of brothers and sisters.
然后突然间有一位姐妹就跟我说，
And then one of the sisters asked me.
他说，老牧师，我可以想象，当你看到这里的每一个地方，每一个一切的事情，你心中一定充满了喜乐。
And the sister said to me, Pastor, I believe wherever you see every corner of this building, you must be overjoyed.
那确实是真的。
Indeed, it is true.
那不单单是个地方。
It is not only just a physical place.
这里面是有好多人得到帮助。
That so many people were blessed because of the building.
每天都有人的帮助。
That every single day people were blessed.
同样的一件事情就是我每当收到那个中国儿童村的那些消息的时候。
At the same time, that every day when I receive a news from the children's village from China.
也是一样的。
Same feeling.
我常常都为着2004年的时候，在角色最困难的时候，我们做了这个帮助孤儿的决定。
I still remember during the worst time for CCHC that we even start the ministry for the orphanage ministry in China 2004.
那时候我们自己都不足。
That we were even lacking at the time.
其实脚上没有一个时间是足够的。
That's indeed CCHC has never have enough resource for ourselves.
但我们竟然踏出了这一步。
And yet we even step forward by faith.
要看见上帝的工作。
And we see because of the guiding hand of God.
要想到每一件事情我都有种这样感觉啊，没有空跑。
That we realize every ministry we started, we did not do it in vain.
这是喜乐的事情。
And this is something very joyful.
能够与神同工。
That we are able to co-work with God.
以他的恩典。
It's all because of His grace.
所以弟兄姐妹真的不要错过。
And brother and sister, let us not miss the opportunity.
唯独遵循神旨意的服事。奉献是永远长存的。
But whatever is part of the will of God lives or lasts forever.
带来属天的喜乐。
So it will bring forth the heavenly joy.
另外一件事情呢，我想跟大家分享的，就是在这个遵循神的旨意的建造方面。
And another thing I would like to share with you is the edification of when we are following the Lord.
在哥林多前书三章十二节。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 12.
这里讲到保罗提到人用金银宝石草木和秸去建造。
Apostle Paul mentioned about people may use different types of material to build the buildings. It could be gold, silver, costly stone, wood, hay, or straw.
那个人的工程必然显露。
That at the end, the work will be tested.
有火会发现，这火要试验个人的工程怎么样。
The work will be tested by fire.
然后有些存在，有些就被烧掉。
Some of them will last, some of them will be burned.
能够存在的就得赏赐。
The one that can last will be rewarded.
保罗不会随便讲话的。
Apostle Paul never says something, it's not true.
那里的赏赐呢？
So where can we get a reward?
是在永恒之中的赏赐。
We will be rewarded in eternity.
也是在今天的赏赐。
Not only that, also today.
我觉得弟兄姐妹，我们在属灵的旅程中，我们不单是学习摆上自己奉献来侍奉神。
Dear brothers and sisters, when we are in the journey of eternity. Not only we only dedicate ourselves and do our offering.
我们也可以去建造。
We can also to build.
建造的意思是什么呢?
And what does it mean to build?
讲到建造的时候，不是你一个人在建造。
So when we talk about building, we are not just mentioning about one person, a project a person can do.
你是与弟兄姐妹一同去建造。
But rather you work with brothers and sisters.
可能说那是最糟糕的。
Collectively.
你可能说这是最糟糕的地方，因为假如我自己建造我没有问题，我愿意，但是跟别人建造了就是好麻烦。
Maybe one may say, well, this is could be the worst part of it, because if I work alone by myself, I can do whatever I want, but if I need to work with others, this could be a nightmare.
那个问题还是出在什么地方？
So where's the problem?
还是出在我们人人都按着自己的想法去建造。
Because we like to do things according to our own will.
没有花时间好好的去一同去寻求神的旨意去建造。
We did not invest time corporately to seek the will of God together.
我觉得今天教会的建立是为了叫我们喜乐。
I believe the establishment of church is for our joy.
是叫我们一同建造的过程中能够得到喜乐。
Through establishing the church together collectively, that we all can receive the joy.
我希望大家能够看到这一点。
I hope all of us can have such insight.
在过去几十年里面呢，我在我的工作上都有个观念。
That I have this understanding in the past decades while I was doing my ministry.
我会想啊，那个侍奉的工作，那个帮助人的工作，服侍的工作啦，那让好多人都可以参与，让他们有自己的计划、自己的理想，来一同去侍奉主。
When I start different ministries, I always have a concept in mind that I want everyone to come together and join force together and realize how to work together to help others.
这是好的。
And this is good.
也是脚声为什么能够发展到今天的原因。
And this is also the reason where CCHC is here today.
但是有一件事情呢，我是没有一直都没有觉得应该是要让人人都参与的。
And however, there is one part of my work I did not think about that all should participate in.
那就是我来去购买或者说建造几个关于这个地方的事情上。
That is regarding to purchasing different locations for buildings or ministry.
很多时候我都是与几位少数的弟兄姐妹一同努力，就完成了。
And the planning was done with only a few, and to accomplish the project of purchasing different land.
当然是有好多的弟兄姐妹参与奉献了，但是在推动计划这些事情上呢，我尽量不会叫太多人参与。
Of course, there are so many people who dedicate in terms of resource and part of the purchasing money-wise. However, in terms of initial planning, I only involve a few.
我因为我不想影响平常每天的工作。
Because I don't want to interrupt people's ministry in terms of their day-to-day work.
在经济上我也不想太广泛的去影响每个月的经济的进行。
And I don't want to cause financial burden and cause interruptions for other work.
所以很多时候呢，都是少数的人在努力。
And therefore, only a few who truly dedicate in terms of the effort.
所以很多时候我们都是把工作做好了，然后就告诉弟兄姐妹上帝的恩典，他是怎么来带领，给他们分享。
So we did all the initial work and groundwork. After we are done, then we share the good news to other people.
那这次呢，当我要开始要建造这个角声宣教士学院的时候，我就改变我的想法了。
And however, this for the new project for the mission school, I changed my mind.
那我这次呢是召聚呼召呼唤每一个角声人啊，在里面的每一位同工、每一位的义工、每一位的董事、每一位的委员，都参与这样的一个建造的工作。
And this time, I called every administrators, every teachers, and every volunteers to be part of the initial project.
现在是最后一步了。
And now we are at the last stage of the project.
最后冲刺了。
So we are almost there.
我就想起，为什么我这样做了？
And when I think about this, and I would like to share why I changed my mind this time.
一方面是因为这个疫情呢，我们大家都在家里了，我们正好是一起来为这个事情呢，来同心来做好这件事情。
On one hand, because of epidemics, we are all in our house, and therefore we can focus our mind on this project.
反正我们都不能够每天上班了。
And we couldn't go do our normal working routine anyway.
所以我就动员所有的人，朝着一个焦点，我们同心来做。
And therefore, I mobilized everyone to have a single focus to work on this together.
我发觉这是一个很特别的一个情况。
I realize that this is a truly and special experience.
我好感恩，真的。
I'm very grateful.
我邀请每一位弟兄姐妹，每一位董事委员，当我邀请他们的时候，他们都全心全意来投入。
I invite every single director members and all brothers and sisters, we all come together. They truly put all their effort into this project.
虽然我现在刚刚起步啊，我说这个一同工作的事情刚刚起步，最后冲刺了，刚刚起步，我不晓得那个结果会怎么样。
Though this is only our initial effort, though we are all coming together, I truly don't know what the end result will be.
但我已经享受到那种同心建造的喜乐了。
And however, I have already enjoyed people working together.
原来确实是可以这样的。
I find out, indeed, we can have such moment.
那是一种恩典。
And this is truly a grace.
所以我这也希望了，我们主爱之家，我们的教会也朝这个方向有一些的等候，有一些的思想。
And I truly want to share this idea with the House of Christ's Love.Perhaps we can all come together and to have this collaboration together.
可以一同服侍神，在一同敬拜，一同去管理或者说发展教会。
That we can all join force together to think about the church, think about its growth and development.
这也是个建造。
This is also a building.
把一个属灵的一个教会把它建立起来。
That we build a spiritual house together.
这也是好的。
And this is good.
当然我希望我们能够找到一件事情比较具体的在一个事工上我们一同来建造。
And however, I even wish people can join forces together to do some tangible or physical thing together.
是可以是一个充满挑战的，是一种我们一个人不能够做的，必须一起来做的那件事情。
So that we can join forces together, that there is the project is so big that cannot be done by one person.
我不太知道你们有没有这种的计划。
I don't know whether you have such plan for the church or not.
但是有是好的。
But if you do, that would be great.
教会一同来建造一个的事工。
So that church can all come together to work on one single ministry.
有充满了挑战的。
With full of challenges.
充满了难度的。
It's full of difficulties.
我们可以一同来解决的。
That we need to all come together to face the challenge.
一同来完成的。
To accomplish it.
那就是很好。
It will be great.
那是充满一种喜乐的一个事。
It is a journey of joy.
其实呢，我们的宣教士学院呢，在计划在那个 Monroe 那个厂郡呢，跟那个厂郡的华人教会呢，一起来做一个栽培青少年的工作。
And as we start a mission school in Orange County, we also join force with the church there. We want to join force together to pursue that ministry.
我们在那个 Legoland 呢，这个在建造那个 Legoland 的附近呢，这个教会买了一块地了，我们打算给他一同来发展一个青少年的工作。
We purchased a land close to the Legoland, and we want to work with the church to start a ministry for the teenagers.
教会呢，希望我们能够买他一部分的地。
And the church hope that we can purchase part of their land.
然后与他们一同来建造一个青少年营。
So that we can work with the church to start a youth ministry there.
这个是我们宣教士学院的宣教年轻化的一个目标。
And this is our goal of building up the youth ministry.
就是让宣教的工作，宣教士年轻化。
So we wish to have a missional project, missional mind for the younger generation.
计划是把是劝勉那些父母了，愿意给他的青少年呢，来我们当中读一年的书。
So we wish to encourage and guide parents to let their next generation to come to our school to study for a year.
有人说这是好困难的。
And some people say this is quite difficult.
华人的家长了不愿意等这一年的时间的。
And many Chinese parents won't wait for a year.
但是这是非常重要的。
And however, this is very important.
很多青年人一进到大学了，就失掉了他们的信仰了。
This is, we want to create the environment they can study here for one gap year. And as we know, so many youth, once they enter college, they lose their faith.
这是很危险的一件事情。
Which is quite dangerous.
所以呢，我们希望有一年他进到大学的前一年呢，我们就给他，当然也预备他到大学的功课了。但除了这些之外呢，还教他一些物教的一些兼顾他信仰的课程。
And therefore, we want to have a school environment for the youth before they go to college. They can take one gap year to come to our school, and we are going to teach them apologetic and also other college prep courses.
还有呢，是教他们怎么在校园做宣教的工作。
And help them and prepare them to be a school missionary.
这是宣教士年轻化的一个目标。
So we want to bring the age of missionaries to a younger age.
那这个计划呢，只是在计划当中。
Of course, this is only our concept.
我们开了好几次会了。
We have held meeting for many times already.
其实我每次想到这个地方呢，都会想到你们教会的。
And actually, whenever I think about this project, I thought about your church.
因为你们去那边不是很远。
Because your church is not far from Orange County.
非常有价值的工作。
And actually, this is a very valuable ministry.
会带来满足的喜乐的一个工作。
And this is a ministry that can bring joy.
当我们愿意遵循神的旨意去建造的话。
If we truly want, willing to follow the will of God.
这是一个快乐的事情。
And this will be a joyful ministry.
我希望弟兄姐妹好好去思想。
I hope all of us can think about this.
不一定是这个工作。
It may not be this ministry per se.
但是最重要是有这样的一个建造的一个理想，一个目标。
But rather, we need to have a goal to build.
我就把这样的一个思想呢放在大家面前了。
So I would like to place this seed in your heart.
我们不属于这个世界。
We don't belong to this world.
有一天都要离开的。
That one day we are going to depart from this earth.
上帝应许我们。
And God has promised us.
有一个属天的永恒的盼望。
We have a heavenly hope that is
需要用信心
internal.
在今天就开始。
That we need to pursue by faith starting from today.
开始这个永恒之旅。
That we need to start the journey today.
一个喜乐之旅。
It's a journey of joy.
求神开我们的眼睛。
May God open our eyesight.
看到这种的喜乐。
So that we can truly understand this joy.
我们一起同心祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的天父。
Dear Heavenly Father.
求你亲自的向我们讲话。
May you speak to us today.
提醒我们。
That you remind us.
也帮助我们。
And also help us.
做人生的拣选。
To choose the right path of our life.
把我们的精神力量所有都放在永恒的事情上。
So that we can invest our life, our time and energy on something that's eternal.
这个永恒在今天开始。
This eternity can start today.
我们成就主的旨意也是在今天开始。
That we can also accomplish and follow God's will today.
主啊，求你继续你在我们教会的当中的工作。
And Lord, may you continue your work in this church.
主啊，感谢你建立了主爱之家这个教会。
We thank you for building up the house of Christ's love.
你赐给我们爱主、愿意摆上的弟兄姐妹。
You have given us those brothers and sisters who love you, who dedicate to you.
我们每个人的心里面都很想来做些事情，讨你的喜悦。
And Lord, we all have enthusiasm and passion to work for you.
我们每个人都很想把教会建立起来。
All of us want to build up this church.
成为许多人的祝福。
So that many can be blessed.
我求你继续带领。
And Lord, may you continue to lead us.
不但帮助我们在侍奉中，我们有满足的喜乐。
So that we can have joy in our ministry.
我们也明白你的心意。
And we can understand your will.
我究竟我们的教会应该在怎么样的事情上有所建造。
And Lord, help us to know what to invest our time.
能够成为这个地上这个社会社区的祝福。
So it can become a blessing in the community.
愿你继续带领我们。
May you continue to lead us.
垂听我们祷告。
May you listen to our prayer. Amen.
耶稣基督的圣名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.